This dissertation has been recorded and copyrighted by Creative Power Discovered, LLC. To find out more about my other programs and products, please go to my website, www.rosemarieswanson.com. Thank you. Okay, take a couple of deep breaths. We're going to be working with the second ray, the flame of illumination and wisdom. The Kohan of this second ray is Lord Lanto. The main God qualities and actions are illumination, wisdom, understanding through love, perception, comprehension, precipitation, discrimination, and activation of the mind of God. The corresponding chakras, the crown, the color is yellow. Stones are Tagarai and golden topaz. We've been asked here today to begin to work with comprehension, the action or capacity or capability of understanding something. Comprehension on a divine level happens when the ego is in alignment with your divine soul. The creation of this alignment can be accomplished by relinquishing our personal needs of control and by relinquishing the past traumas. Divinely understanding experientially everything that happens in your life and in the world around you will elevate you into freedom. No more worries, no more woes. Your perception will shift into divine wisdom. We know this is not always a simple thing for you to do. However, it is, my dear ones, doable. To assist you, we move into gifting you this clearing to assist you in your evolution. So they want you to bring up into your mind or into your heart whatever keeps you from moving out of your divine wisdom of comprehension. So just feel into that. Whatever thoughts, beliefs, or miasms, distortions. And we're going to call in the masters, the White Brotherhood, the Divine Mother Mary, Kuan Yin, Lady Portia would like to come in and work with us today. Oftentimes, our lack of comprehensiveness is occurring because of our judgments. So Lady Portia would like to come in and assist you in releasing the needs for judgments, releasing the needs for justice to be served. Understanding that everything truly is in divine timing, divine plan, divine will. anything that keeps you from experiencing this, we ask that it be lifted, cleared here, now. Asking it to move back into all core wounding. Moving through this physical lifetime. Asking also to remove the triggers. That which taps you into the distortions and illusions. Allowing all the mental chatter to be cleared and released. Asking that whatever you are holding that is preventing your ego to move into a loving, grace-filled alignment with your soul's will to be cleared now, all levels, all dimensions, all realities. Feels as if there's a sifting through all of that which no longer serves you. And sweeping it away. Like a breath from your North Star. Clearing that which is no longer in your highest good. So that your divinity can move into the alignment in order to guide this physical life. Allowing the clearings to move back through all lifetimes, all realities, all dimensions, all space, both interplanetary and outer planetary, cosmically, now. Asking that all the shadows that support these miasms and distortions and limitations be lifted and cleared now. All the supporting thoughts and beliefs around it. Allowing this to also move back through your ancestral lineage. It's a lot of feelings of need of control. We're asking that to be completely cleared and lifted now. surrender to divinity. Clearing cosmically all the way down to the physical body. Allowing yourself to detach completely from the past traumas, all levels. Detaching now from the planetary grid work, from society, from all the outside influences that keep you locked down into the limitations and keep you separate from your divine wisdom, your divine comprehension of your life. For when you do this for yourself, it will be easy to move those abilities outward into the world. As the masters and the angels surround you and begin to move you up out of the physical through the different layers dimensionally, through the fourth, fifth, through the sixth, and into the seventh dimension. And allow yourself to move into this diamond quality white light. And there's two masters coming forward, Kuan Yin and Lord Lantau. And they're going to each anoint you with a golden drop of wisdom into your crown. Kuan Yin will come around to you first. Her divine wisdom holds much compassion. Then Lord Lanto will come and place another drop of wisdom into your crown. This drop of wisdom will assist you in seeing through the illusions. A allowing you the capability of moving into higher levels of truth. If there's anything you would like to ask either Kuan Yin or Lord Lanto, you may do so in silence now. And the angels are going to now begin to bring you back into your physical body. Bringing back this divine wisdom and compassion with you. As you come back into your body, send all of this energy down through your feet, asking it to anchor into the crystalline heart of Mother Earth. And then bringing it back up, filling and saturating each and every cell of the body, all the way back up to the top of your crown. Taking a few moments to offer gratitude and love for all that you have received here today. Taking your time, you can slowly allow yourself to come back up. Wide awake. Namaste.